I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Areas of the southeast, including Georgia, could get some relief from the persistent drought conditions this weekend. A tropical disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to become a tropical storm and move northeast toward the mid-Atlantic states. Forecasters expect heavy rains and blustery winds in parts of Alabama, Georgia, and northern Florida on Saturday, with similar conditions in the Carolinas and Virginia on Sunday. Although rain is forecast this weekend, GPB's Sophia Salaby reports parts of Georgia are still struggling with drought.
The latest map from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows extreme drought conditions actually expanded in north and central Georgia this week. Greg Postel is a meteorologist at the Weather Channel. He told GPB's Virginia Prescott that recent rains are only enough to stop dry conditions from spreading.
We need things to change, not just on a sort of on a day-to-day basis, but we need something to get routine rains back into the southeast, you know, every several days or once a week or something like that.
But that could happen. Postel does predict a cooler and wetter second half of the month. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Officials in Jenkins County, south of Augusta, report that a train derailed in Millen this morning. WRDW-TV reports that the tracks belong to Norfolk Southern, and Millen is the switching station between Savannah, Atlanta, Augusta, and points beyond. No fuel or chemical leaks have been reported, and there were no injuries reported either. However, one side of the nearby Highway 17 was blocked by the incident. Atlanta Public Schools Superintendent Maria Kastarfin touted her successes yesterday at the Atlanta Press Club. Her comments come a little more than a month after the school board voted not to renew her contract. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
After 5 years on the job, Maria Kastarfin's tenure will end in June after a 4-3 vote by board members against a contract extension. But Kastarfin says she doesn't think there's anything more she could have done to change the board's mind.
I've had 5 evaluations. All of them met and exceeded board expectations. There was never any indication that there was something else that would need to be addressed as part of that evaluative process.
Kastarfin was brought in 2014 after a cheating scandal rocked Atlanta public schools. She says since then, graduation rates and even trust among parents and students have all grown exponentially. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
This week, the city of Atlanta's investment arm backed funding for 700 new affordable rental units. Invest Atlanta is supporting tens of millions of dollars in bond financing for 5 developments in Southside and Westside neighborhoods. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has pledged to produce and preserve 20,000 units of affordable housing by 2016. And in sports, Major League Soccer's reigning champion, Atlanta United, begins their run through the playoffs Saturday when they host the New England Revolution at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in a first-round game. But as GPB's Taylor Gant reports, the league has made some big changes to the postseason.
The MLS has done away with 2-game home-and-away playoff series, instead opting for single elimination matches similar to the NFL. GPB Sports' John Nelson says the new format could lead to more opportunities for underdog teams who only need one great performance to move on.
Don't be surprised if you see one of the 5, 6, or 7 teams that are seeded in either conference getting that upset.
Atlanta, which is ranked 2nd in the Eastern Conference, will be looking to avoid a potential upset against 7th-seeded New England. Saturday's kickoff is set for 1 p.m. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.